Lesson 3. An accident. Pay attention to the road. Pages 21 and 22. Getting your feet wet. Look at the picture on page 21. Study it for 10 seconds. Try to remember as many details as possible. Then turn to the next page and listen to the questions. Answer the questions in the spaces provided on the next page. Do not look back at the picture when you answer the questions. Questions. 1. How many people did you see standing in this picture? 2. What is the police officer doing? 3. How many stoplights did you see? 4. What kind of business is in the background? 5. What emergency vehicle did you see in this picture?
'An accident has just happened at this corner. Three witnesses have described the accident to the police. Here are the statements of the three witnesses. Witness 1.
I saw the truck coming down College Avenue. Right away, I noticed it was traveling too fast. In fact, I heard someone yell to the driver to slow down. Then, just as the yellow light was turning red, he started to go faster. All of a sudden, I heard a big crash. I guess the driver of the blue car didn't see the truck speeding up at the intersection. When the car started to make a left turn, it went right into the truck.
Witness 2.
I don't think the driver of the car has a leg to stand on. The truck came through the intersection on a yellow light. It didn't turn red until he crossed the street. But the driver of the car jumped the gun on the left turn signal. He turned before his light turned green.
Witness 3.
I feel sorry for the driver of the car. He waited for the green light to make his left turn. He was taking it easy going through the intersection and bang! Just then, the truck came flying across the road. The driver of the truck wasn't paying attention to the changing light. I sure hope he has good insurance.
Page 22. Getting the picture. 1. What kind of accident was this? Who or what was involved in this accident? 2. Do all of the witnesses have the same story? What do you think is the reason for this? 3. Which vehicle was witness number 1 watching? 4. Why do you think the driver of the truck went faster when the light was yellow? 5. What did witness number 2 think about the driver of the truck? What did this witness think about the driver of the car? Six. What did witness number 3 think about the driver of the car? 7. Why does witness number 3 hope the driver of the truck has good insurance?
Catching on. Page 26. Listening. After each number, you will hear two sentences, A and B. In each case, one sentence will contain one of the idioms from this lesson. In some cases, the two sentences will have the same meaning, and in other cases, they will not. Listen carefully. Then, circle the word same if you think the sentences have the same meaning, or different if you think they do not have the same meaning. You will be listening for the general meaning. The two sentences do not have to be exactly the same. Example. A. John is not very happy today. B. John is sad today. You should have circled same for the example because not very happy has the same general meaning as sad. Now do the other pairs of sentences. 1. A. Susan's boss will be arriving soon, and he wants to see her right away. B. Susan's boss is coming to work soon, but she probably won't have time to see him today. 2. A. One of the runners began the race too early. B. Runner number 12 jumped the gun at the start of the race. 3. A. Sylvie and I both think her teacher will believe her story about her homework. B. I just heard Sylvie's excuse about her homework, and I don't think she has a leg to stand on. 4. A. That's an advanced ski slope, so take it easy when you go down that hill. B. Since you're an advanced skier, you can go down that ski slope as fast as you like. 5. A. You need to pay attention to my instructions so you'll be able to find my house. B. You should listen carefully to me if you want to find my house easily. 6. A. Carlos brought the cat to his house because he pitied the animal. B. Carlos felt sorry for the poor lost cat, so he took the cat home with him. 7. A. It was a beautiful morning at the beach, and then, all of a sudden, dark clouds came in, and it began to rain. B. It was a beautiful day all day yesterday, until late at night, when it rained. 8. A. I know Anne, too. Actually, she was a classmate of mine. B. Yes, I know Anne. In fact, she was in my history class last year.
27. Holding your own. The speeding ticket. Jack has just been stopped by a police officer for driving too fast on a city street. Check your answers as you listen to the completed conversation.
I'm sorry, officer. I didn't know I was driving too fast. In fact, I thought I was going right at the speed limit.
I'm afraid you didn't pay attention to the new speed limit sign at the last corner. The limit changes on this street from 30 miles per hour to 20.
But I didn't know that. The speed limit on these streets is usually 30.
Yes, it is usually, but it's different on this street because of the new elementary school over there. We want drivers to take it easy around the children. You really don't have a leg to stand on because you just drove past the sign. I'll give you a warning this time, but next time you'll get a ticket.
Thanks, officer.
The driving test. Poor Paolo failed his driving test yesterday. When he first got into the car, the tester told him not to start right away. But Paolo was so nervous he jumped the gun and drove right onto a busy street. The tester was angry and told Paolo to stop the car, so he did. All of a sudden, another car quickly came around Paolo and the driver started to scream at him. Paolo had stopped too quickly, and the other driver almost hit him. Then, the tester told Paolo to go back to the motor vehicle building because he had failed the test. I feel sorry for Paolo. Now he has to take the test again.
Pages 135 to 137. More listening pronunciation practice.
1. Listen and repeat. Listen to the pronunciation of each of the idioms from this lesson. Then say the idiom out loud after each one is said on the tape. Right away. In fact.
all of a sudden. Have a leg to stand on. Jump the gun. Feel sorry for. Take it easy. Pay attention to.
Two. Listening. More reduced forms. S and Z sounds. A. More reduced forms. Here are two other examples of reduced forms. 1. At the end of the ing form of a verb, native speakers often drop the G. Example, I'm taking the 5 o'clock train. 2. The word to often becomes ta. Example, I like to read mystery books. Listen to witness number one's story from this lesson again. Write down the words you hear that are ing words, but are pronounced without the end g sound. Listen for the t sounds as well. How many times did you hear the t after each number? The sentences will be repeated 2 times after each number.
1. I saw the truck coming down College Avenue. I saw the truck coming down College Avenue. Two. Right away, I noticed it was traveling too fast. Right away, I noticed it was traveling too fast. Three. In fact, I heard someone yell to the driver to slow down. In fact, I heard someone yell to the driver to slow down. Four. Then, just as the yellow light was turning red, he started to go faster. Then, just as the yellow light was turning red, he started to go faster. Five. I guess the driver of the blue car didn't see the truck speeding up at the intersection. I guess the driver of the blue car didn't see the truck speeding up at the intersection. Six. When the car started to make a left turn, it went right into the truck. When the car started to make a left turn, it went right into the truck.
B. Practice with sounds S and Z. Sometimes in English, the letter S is pronounced like an S as in C. Other times, the letter S is pronounced like a Z as in times. The Z pronunciation is often found at the end of a word. Turn back to witness number 3's story at the beginning of this lesson. You are going to hear this story again. Look for words with the letter S and listen for the S and Z sounds. If you hear the S sound, circle the word with the S that makes this sound. If you hear the Z sound, put a line under the word with the S that makes this sound.
I feel sorry for the driver of the car. He waited for the green light to make his left turn. He was taking it easy, going through the intersection, and bang! Just then, the truck came flying across the road. The driver of the truck wasn't paying attention to the changing light. I sure hope he has good insurance.
Three. Pronunciation. Reduced forms and practice with S and Z sounds. Now, repeat each reduced form after you hear it. Comin'. Travelin'. Turnin'. Speedin'.
Ta.
Inta. Now, repeat each word after you hear it. Sorry. His. Was. Easy. Intersection. Just. Across. Wasn't. Has. This is the end of lesson 3.